What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good afternoon. Welcome back in. This is our weekly segment on Mizzou Central. This is the Joe Gaither Show on Mizzou Central. You're checking us out on the Missouri Tigers on SI. You're checking us out on Mizzou Central's YouTube channel. You're checking us out at Joe Gaither 6 on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. We appreciate everybody who's watching us today. You might be listening to us today. Go ahead and download, rate, review, subscribe to the program, The Joe Gaither Show on Mizzou Central, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on Amazon. And please, please, please make sure you follow the smartest person on the show, Joey Van Zimmeren. You can follow him at JoeyVZ_. For all of your Missouri Tigers coverage, a little bit of NFL coverage as well. You can follow him and all of his great work as he leads Mizzou Central and Missouri Tigers on SI. Joey, it's a big week. We're, 52 days away now from college football getting going?
Yep.
A little more teasing, a little more smoke in the air. SEC Media Day is coming up. You have all 10 of your fingers from last week's July 4th edition.
Yes, I sure do. I kept all 10, fortunately. I think this is a special and underrated time, really, on the football calendar. I mean, we're just that tail end of the off season where there's really nothing going on, and then next week we'll really get the hype train rolling with SEC Media Days. But this, I mean, I like to call it the pre-camp part of the schedule here, where we can really start getting excited and talking about all those roster battles and everything. And you mentioned 52 days. Mizzou kicks off on a Thursday, so they are at 50 days away from kickoff at Faurot Field.
It's going to be exciting. There you go. We're 2 days even closer, so that's great.
Yep.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited to go to Dallas next week and hang out with a lot of the who's who of the SEC. And you guys can follow our coverage at Mizzou Central, Missouri Tigers on SI. And let's talk about three guys. We've talked about all three of these guys already on the program. But for those who have missed earlier episodes and episodes that might have been tucked into BamaCentral.com, let's talk about the three players that Eli Drinkwitz selected to go to Dallas. How about that?
Sure, yeah. So they got Brady Cook, Luther Burden, and then the defensive tackle, Christian Williams. So Cook and Burden are going to be obviously two names out of there that more people recognize than Christian Williams. So I think I'll start with Williams to give people an introduction to this guy. I think, not to take away from any of Christian Williams' talents, because he is a very good football player, but I think he might have been selected on just his smile and energy alone. If you've ever talked to Darius Robinson, Christian Williams is pretty much the same. Never stops smiling. Always has something positive to say. I wouldn't want to see his smile lining up across from me on a football field for sure. But he definitely has that positive energy, which I think is the main reason why he was selected. He's not going to say anything concerning or make any Twitter, not going to be trending on Twitter like Mike Gundy was yesterday. And heck, I hope Christian Williams is not asked topics about his thoughts on Ollie Gordon's DUI. But I don't think he would walk himself into any sticky situations either. And I think, you know, he's definitely not the biggest star. He's not even the flashiest player. If Mizzou wanted a defensive lineman, they could have gone with Johnny Walker, who's a more exciting pass rusher. Christian Williams is more of a run stuffer. So he's not showing up on a lot of stat sheets. But I think he's a great representation of the Mizzou football program. They've always talked about just his dedication. They say that he shows up to meetings like 3 hours before practice already in his pads and helmets. So this guy is 100% football. And then he's also talked a lot about how much Mizzou has helped him grow into the person that he is today. He was at Oregon for 3 years. Spent the last two at Missouri now. But he's talked a lot about the impact Missouri has had on him. And I think it's great that he's going to get to show himself off some more next week down in Dallas. Also, a fun fact about him. When he was a child, he wanted to be a storm chaser. And my friend Quentin Corpiel asked him one time after a game, like, what if the Mizzou defense was a storm or a natural disaster, what would it be? And Christian said all of them. So take that for what you will.
We've got to get him hooked up with we've got to get him hooked up with Josh Pate. You know, that's Josh Pate's big shtick. When he's not when he's not covering football, he's out there chasing tornadoes and he's really doing it. So we got to make sure the two of those guys get hooked up next week in Dallas.
For sure. Yeah. I would. If Christian Williams was a bigger star, I'm sure he'd be making a cameo in the new Twister movie that's coming out this summer. But I guess a little too late on that. And then Cook and Burden, you know, obviously, like I said, big stars. A lot of people are going to know. But I definitely do think there's interesting storylines with those two guys heading into the season as well, even though we've heard from them quite a bit. With Cook, yeah, we've talked about it before on the show. Just the difference in confidence he's going to have in this offseason compared to last. So that's definitely something to follow. And I think he's going to be, again, another great representation of the program. Wasn't sent there last year because he wasn't as great in 2022. He's dealing with an injury. So not exactly the big face of Mizzou football that he is now. I think he's great interview. Great at kind of like Drinkwitz's of selling the PR front and face that he has put up, but then also he's going to tell you how he feels about certain things. I remember the Kansas State press conference, which obviously Drinkwitz made a lot of headlines that week with his passionate defending of Cook. A lot of people paid attention to Drinkwitz doing that, but I think the cooler moment from that press conference schedule was Brady Cook. Just afterwards, he had a quote. He's from St. Louis, grew up a Mizzou fan. And he said something like, you know, it was a lot more difficult to ask Cook about it than Drinkwitz himself. And even Drinkwitz wasn't even asked directly about the fans booing. He was asked
right out.
Yeah, you could tell he wanted to get off his chest because it was somebody asked him a question of like, were you surprised by this performance from Brady Cook? And Drinkwitz took that and said he interrupted this reporter mid question and said no, and then went on that spiel. Cook might have been asked about it directly, and I can't remember. But he said something at like, all my life, the only thing I've wanted to be is the quarterback for the University of Missouri, and I wish everybody else felt the same way. So I don't think he's going to have to defend himself like that at SEC Media Days unless he like loses a food fight there at the Omnia Hotel. I'm not sure. Another great guy to talk to about this program. And then finally, Luther Burden, quite the character. He is younger for sure. Interesting guy to talk to. He was, I'm sure, Bill be asked about being rated the number 11th player in the NCAA video game. We'll talk about that a little bit as well here. If you're looking for your more clippable moments out of Mizzou's talking panel, Luther Burden is definitely the guy to go to.
All right, so we've talked about Luther Burden. We've talked about Brady Cook, and on our previous episode, we even broke down the entire defensive line. If you guys want to hear more thoughts on that, you can check us out, the Joe Gaither Show on Missouri Central, and some of those actually are tucked into the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. You can always jump in on the comment section and let us know how good-looking Joey Van Zimmeren's hair is at JoeGaither6 on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. But, Joey, if let's say that Eli Drinkwitz had the ability to take maybe five guys, maybe six guys, who are some of the Missouri Tigers that just got left off the list?
Yeah, I think a lot of them would have kind of fit into that same category that Christian Williams does of maybe not the biggest star, but you know is going to give a really good review of your program in the university. One guy that comes to mind for that is Chuck Hicks, who they like to give us a lot for press conferences, the veteran linebacker. You know, he just filled in for Tyron Happer and Chad Bailey last year. Another guy that is always smiling, like I said, aren't worried about him. I think there's a lot of the stars of this team that I can think of that are either brand new transfers or just transferred to Missouri before the 2023 season. So they're not exactly looking at those guys, because more than anything else at SEC Media Days, or no, they're not discussing anything too in depth with the actual team. So they just, you know, want somebody that's going to know a lot about the school and want what they want to be out there about it. I guess the two other ones I could think of would both be on the offensive line. Cameron Johnson, who was a transfer from Michigan State. Again, like I said, though, just before the 2023 season. So not exactly like he has a ton of experience in this program. And also, I would say Connor Tolleson, the center, would be someone they could have also brought out there.
All right, so we're looking forward to being in Dallas next Wednesday for SEC Media Days for Missouri Day. And we'll have a chance to hear from Eli Drinkwitz in the main media room, and they'll be passing the microphone around as Joey is the water going down the wrong way. And that's yeah. Okay. I'll make sure you're all right. You're all right?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, good, good. Look, so Eli Drinkwitz is going to take about 20, 25 minutes of worth of questions. If Joey Van Zimmeren, if the microphone gets passed to you, what would be your one question, and maybe I'll be able to steal next week in the main media room, what would be your number one question to Eli Drinkwitz next week at SEC Media Days?
Well, I mean, if I was sitting down with Eli at a meal at the Heidelberg in downtown Columbia, I'd have some different questions for him. But in sure. that setting, I think the one, and I don't know if it'd even be too fitting for our media days, because it's kind of more at a wider lens, but we'll see. I'm sure a lot of people will be asking about just the modern landscape of college football. And the one thing that I'd be interested in is how the transfer portal has recruited or changed the way they recruit freshmen. Obviously, they're recruiting current players a lot differently, but how they're recruiting incoming freshmen, and specifically just keeping tabs on those guys, and also just like what the in-season scouting of those guys look like. You know, because it's basically turning into NFL free agency, and those guys, they have tons of in-league scouts that are just looking at players that could eventually become free agents. They might be bottom of the roster guys that they're looking at practice squad tapes of. With college football, you know, Eli himself has talked about a lot, and plenty of others have talked about just the overwhelming amount of responsibilities that have suddenly emerged with the transfer portal becoming a part of the game that you have to pay attention to and have to dive into to replenish your roster. And so I think obviously responsibilities on the coach, but then also what does that look like for the rest of their coaching staff to have to constantly keep tabs on those guys. And like I said at the start, changing how they recruit incoming freshmen and players out of high school to make sure that, hey, even if we miss out on this guy on our first shot here, 2-3 years down the road, maybe he's available in the portal, and we want to make sure we have that same relationship with him. I don't think they can be texting anybody like in the season like, hey, if you ever enter the transfer portal right here, I don't think they can be doing anything like that. But it would be interesting to know if there is even, you know, there would have to be some more in-season moderating of current players than there was before.
Yeah, we from the Alabama side can think back to Caden Proctor's story, where he said the Iowa coaching staff or members connected to the Iowa coaching staff sent him encouraging messages while as a freshman at Alabama. Yeah, you say they can't do that, but they definitely do. There's some level of tampering that goes on. So let me flip it to you. Now, if you're Eli Drinkwitz, and I just asked you, Eli Drinkwitz, how do you evaluate freshmen, and how are you dealing with the transfer portal in season? How do you expect him to answer it?
This is like the one topic that Eli will be very transparent on you on with you. So I think his answer would be something along the lines. I mean, first he would mention something that he said a lot of just how much it's changing the landscape of college football and how there needs to be a more aligned agreement from not only the SEC, but all of college athletics as a whole. And then I think as far as Saints for that specific thing, I wish I knew. I think it would be something along the lines of, you know, complimenting his staff on the way they've been able to do things. And the reason it's in my mind specifically is because they had a Michigan linebacker, Jeremiah Beasley, who he's an incoming freshman who was originally committed to Michigan. A few months later, Drinkwitz was able to pick up once he entered the portal because of Harbaugh leaving. And so I think he would really deflect it to his staff and the job they do. I would think he would definitely put a hard no on any tampering, close the door on all of those allegations before they even start. I wish I knew. That's the main reason I have that question on my mind too. Another question I would have for him, and we kind of talked to him a little bit about this in the spring, but just like, what is the new something to prove of this year, or really, like, do you still feel as disrespected as you did in 2023? And I know the answer to that would just be, well, we can find that anywhere. It's not like we're searching for bulletin board material, but we're always going to feel that way until we win a national championship. And even then, it's just going to evolve into, you know, proving ourselves right, because that's what something to prove really apparently turned into. Not as much as proving the outside people wrong, but proving the people on the inside, proving to your teammates that they were all right to believe in themselves.
All right, so let's talk about some of that disrespect, because today EA Sports College Football 25 puts out its list of top 100 players. And I back up just a little bit before we dive into the top 100 players. And I look at Athlon Sports that put out a preseason poll in their recent magazine, their summer magazine. They have Missouri ranked number 10 in their preseason poll. And obviously we're waiting on more official preseason polls, the coaches poll and this, that, and the other AP poll as well. But Athlon's a pretty nice little objective measurement. Athlon has Missouri as number 10. Great. After last year's season, winning the Cotton Bowl and beating Ohio State, that's a pretty nice little record, especially when you consider everything that they have coming back on offense and everything that they've really got turned over from last year's season. But you look at EA Sports, and of course, it's a video game. They don't know what they're doing. You look at Madden every year, and it's all kind of subjective. And, you know, the favorites get your Green Bay Packers get overrated every single year, and my Chicago Bears underrated every single year. But they put the list of 100 players out there, and top 10 team Missouri has one top 100 player in Luther Burton, coming in at number 11. They've got Luther Burton ranked as one of the best wide receivers in the game. Actually, the second best wide receiver in the game. They give Luther Burton a nice little respect. 94 overall. That's pretty daggum good. Only behind Travis Hunter, who's rated as 95. And maybe that's some of the hype train we just described. What in the world? Nobody else? No Brady Cook in the top 100? No Christian Williams in the top 100? Theo Weiss is a pretty dang good receiver as well. He's not in the top 100. You've got the cornerback that's come in from Clemson. Like, what in the world? All Eli Drinkwitz has to do is pull up this list of 100 players, and there's his disrespect right there. What's been the reaction today from the Missouri faithful, from you, the journalist, about this top 100 list, leaving a pretty nice little roster in the dark?
Yeah, the main thing, surprisingly, that Mizzou fans have been clinging on to is not the fact that Luther Burton is the only one on that list, but the fact that Luther Burton is not in the top 10. He's one overall point off. And so a lot of people have taken disrespect with that. I know Mizzou football, like a few hours ago, posted a picture of Luther with a hashtag something to prove. So they're clearly paying attention to it as well. I think I haven't looked at the whole list, all 100 players, to see like what guy I would specifically change out for Brady Cook, but I definitely think he belongs on that list. And I think, you know, we'll see once the actual game comes out. But I think more than anything, with the college football game, they really want to focus on these, like, just insane skill position players like Luther Burden, you know, guys that people compare to being like a joystick, Kevin, putting up video game numbers, because like that's the selling point on college football, right? Like the difference between this game and Madden is that you're going to have Luther Burden, who's going to be so overpowered. It doesn't matter what defense he's facing. He's going to be able to go for 800 receiving yards in a game on the hardest difficulty mode. So I think that more than anything is why Missouri only had Burden on there. But I definitely am surprised Cook didn't make it. Other than that, I think you could definitely make an argument for some of the guys that you mentioned there.
Well, there's all Eli Drinkwitz needs to create some kind of motivation for his team. Kind of taking that same topic, but a little bit bigger. You looked in, we saw top 10 teams pretty recently, and you've got Colorado listed as a very good team. You have Miami listed as a very good team. Missouri kicked all their butts last year as far as production and accomplishments, and really has a lot of players coming back this year. What in the world is the EA Sports problem with Missouri Tigers?
I wish I could tell you, Joe. That was very perplexing, and more than anything with these top 100 player rankings. Yeah, I can't understand that. Like you said, some of the schools on there, let's see, I'm pulling up right now, or at least the top 10. Yeah, I mean, the fact that they're not in that close, high 80s range is surprising to me for ratings. Especially, you know, I forget what rating they were offensively, but I know they were top 25 offensively, not defensively. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess the thing to keep in mind is the fact that if they do it like Madden, there'll be updated rankings and ratings each week. So maybe that'll be a validating experience for Missouri if they shoot up those rankings.
All right, so here's Brady Cook's competition. They got Shedeur Sanders as the top quarterback, Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, Dylan Gabriel, Jalen Milrow, Jackson Dart, Jalen Daniels from Kansas, and Caden Salter from Liberty as the top, what is that, 8 quarterbacks. That meant all 8 quarterbacks are in the top 100. So we got to get him in over Caden Salter from Liberty. We got to get him in over Jalen Daniels from Kansas. I think he's in that Jackson Dart camp. Come on, yeah. He's in the 90s.
What is the Liberty quarterbacks rating?
The bottom four, Milrow, Dart, Daniels, and Salter, are all 90.
Whoa. Okay. I'm surprised by Daniels being a 90. Brady's got to be just outside of that then. Because I was thinking high 80s, low 90s for him.
Well, we will see if these guys have broken out the game. It comes out on Monday, so we'll get to ask them, I guess, on Wednesday at SEC Media Days if they've played it already, if they're feeling the disrespect, and how they're using it as motivation. Will you be playing the game? I don't have a PlayStation 5. I don't have a Xbox. What is it? Yeah. One Xbox New, whatever the newest generation Xbox is. So I cannot. I won't be participating. Will you and your Missouri contingent, everybody at Mizzou Central, be starting up a little league or something of the sort?
I only have a PlayStation 4, so I don't know. It's not even coming out for that
not
model, is it?
For you and me, we're the poors, my man. Dang. We can't afford it. We can't play.
So I guess not. Yeah, I'll just have my roommate for the fall has a PS5, so I guess I'm just gonna have to leech off of him then. But I remember playing like one of the latest ones on the Wii. And possibly on my older brother's PlayStation.
Well, they're leaving us out in the cold. They're trying to force us into buying the new model. And I'm excited about it, but I guess I'm not that excited about it enough to go. I don't know what a PlayStation 5 runs for $500. That's too highbrow, too high dollar for me just to be playing a football game.
Yes. Yeah. Same here.
All right, so let's wrap this up with some news over the weekend. Missouri, we've talked about their momentum and everything going into the season, but the momentum is carrying off the field as well. Missouri over the weekend pulling in 4 different commits, 2 wide receivers and 2 offensive linemen. You're seeing wide receiver, let's see, Javon Boggs, and wide receiver Donovan. Oh, we did this before we showed Donovan Olagbodi. Olagbodi, and then you've got offensive lineman Lamont Rogers and Keaton Jones. So it's a big weekend for Missouri, pulling in some commits. Just your overall thoughts on the momentum that Eli Drinkwitz is building, and anything about these four guys that you like, or that the Missouri faithful is getting excited about.
Yes, I mean, all four of these guys, obviously at an individual level, it's exciting, but also just to have this like overwhelming amount of commits in that short of time was crazy. It started with Boggs on the 4th of July, and both Boggs and Olukbodi, a lot of people are getting excited about. They have some just electric high school tape, especially Olukbodi or Olukbodi Donovan. He went to IMG Academy down there in Florida. So there's a lot of good tape on him. He's a really physical weapon. Boggs is going to be your faster guy. And that 2025 Missouri wide receiver group is looking to be really talented, even with Luther Burden out of the picture, probably, unless for some reason he decides that he doesn't want to be a top five NFL draft pick next April, wants to wait out a year. And then with the two offensive linemen really seem, I mean, both of them are massive. Let's see, Keaton Jones, I don't have either of them pulled up right here. Both of them I know. Well, let's see, Rogers, 6'7" and 311 pounds. And then let's see, Keaton Jones, another big guy, 5.240 yard dash, 6'9" wingspan is what we have wrote down for him. So both these guys still pretty raw, you know, as just completing their junior seasons, but they just have all the physical tools in the world. They are at four offensive line commits right now for the class of 2025. So rounding out that group pretty well. So it's an exciting time for Missouri football. And then in fact, 2 hours or less than 2 hours from now at 4 p.m. Central, Charles Bass, a defensive back from East St. Louis, just about 15 minutes from me, same school Luther Burden went to. He will be announcing his decision between Missouri, Kansas State, Illinois, and Arkansas, I believe. So,
all right, we got to be beating out those scrub programs. We got to be beating out the Kansas State, the Arkansas, you know, the Illinois.
Your words, not mine.
Yeah, that's okay. That's my role on the show. You're the smart guy. I'm a little bit of the wild card kind of presenter. We got to be beating out the scrub programs like Arkansas and Illinois. So we expect to go ahead and get Charles Bass into the class.
Yeah, that seems where it's leaning right now. Even before his commitment was originally supposed to be on July 1st, and even before that one, it seemed that all the analysts were pretty heavily leaning toward Missouri here. And even though he's on the Illinois side, Missouri is by far the closest out of any of those schools for him. And I can't help think, I mean, if he was on the edge, I'm not sure why he moved his commitment a week back, but if he was on the edge, still wanted some more time to decide, you got to think seeing Missouri land all those guys over the weekend would finalize this decision.
Building some momentum, Missouri now with 16 commits in the class of 2025. 24/7 Sports gives Eli Drinkwitz the number 13 overall recruiting class in the country. With 16 commits, you got room for about 10 more. Charles Bass wants to get into the class today. Make sure you're following Mizzou Central, Missouri Tigers on SI to keep up with Charles Bass to see if he does indeed commit to the Missouri Tigers. Joey, what you going to be working on between now and Wednesday? It's going to be very, very busy next Wednesday with all kinds of news. You're putting together how to watch, and what else are you working on this week for the Missouri Tigers on SI?
Yep, we're rounding out our transfer and freshman profile. So I'll have one tomorrow on the backup quarterback, Drew Pine, from Arizona State. I saved this one for last because talking about a backup quarterback wasn't exactly on my top of my desires. We'll have a freshman profile on Friday as well. And then after our SEC Media Days, it's going to really pick up. We'll have our position previews, of course. I'll be talking to Luther Burden at his youth football camp near the end of the month. Nice. I just wrapped up yesterday interviews with high school coach and then parents of a Mizzou football player as well. And then after that, we'll be in the thick of fall camp. So exciting times over here.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to read about it tomorrow. Drew Pine. Look, man, you say you weren't excited about it, but there's no more popular player on a football team than the backup quarterback. Everybody wants to, the second interception get thrown. It's, oh, yank him. The backup can be better. You're going to be booing the starting quarterback again, Brady Cook. No, hopefully not. Brady Cook's going to avoid the boo birds this year, and maybe Drew Pine can get used to riding the pine. Make sure you read Joey Van Zimmeren tomorrow, his profile on Drew Pine, the Arkansas State transfer, and make sure you're reading them all week long leading into SEC Media Days. Next Wednesday is going to be very, very busy for Mizzou Central. He's going to have, hopefully you're going to have some help covering all the storylines. We will be in Dallas, and we'll catch up with you next week, Joey.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe.
Absolutely. Thanks to Joey Van Zimmeren. Make sure you follow him at JoeyBZ_ on the Twitter machine. He's doing a lot of great work. We're going to follow him today to see if Charles Bass does indeed commit to the Missouri Tigers. And we'll catch up with you guys next week right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Mizzou Central and on the Missouri Tigers on SI.